This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. It's an historic day in Washington as the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump begins in the U.S. Senate. As AP Sagar Magani reports, the Senate has been transformed into an impeachment court.
They say the Democrats have a flimsy case and the president did nothing wrong. They're arguing the claims of abuse of power and obstructing Congress do not amount to impeachable offenses. In the abuse case, saying he did not violate any specific criminal statute. Democrats say his conduct was the founder's worst nightmare. They're pushing Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell to have votes up front on allowing more witnesses, but he's proposing any such votes happen down the line, which Democratic leader Chuck Schumer calls a national disgrace. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Trump is in Davos, Switzerland, attending the World Economic Forum, where he touted the American economy.
Today I'm proud to declare that the United States is in the midst of an economic boom, the likes of which the world has never seen before. We've regained our stride, rediscovered our spirit, and reawakened the powerful machinery of American enterprise.
Climate activist Greta Thunberg is also at the forum and is calling on all governments to take action to stop climate change.
No political ideology or economic structure has been able to tackle the climate and environmental emergency and create a cohesive and sustainable world. Because that world, in case you haven't noticed, is currently on fire.
Last year, Mr. Trump mocked Thunberg after she was named Time Magazine's 2019 Person of the Year. U.S. stocks are down in midday trading. You're listening to VOA News. Chinese health experts confirmed the new coronavirus that has now killed six people is contagious, raising fears that the virus could spread quickly among people. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports countries around the world are gearing up to respond to the virus.
Nations have begun body temperature checks at airports, railway stations, and along highways in hopes of catching people carrying a new coronavirus that's believed to have spread from central China and sickened more than 200 people. The recent confirmation that the disease can spread between humans has heightened fears as millions of Chinese travel during the annual Lunar New Year holiday. The measures are part of a widening effort aimed at preventing a repeat of the 2002-03 outbreak of SARS, another coronavirus that started in China and killed nearly 800 people. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran's Civil Aviation Authority says it has requested technical assistance from the U.S. Transportation Safety Board and its French counterpart to help read the black box flight data recorders from the Ukrainian plane they accidentally shot down earlier this month. Reuters' Francesca Linnau reports.
Iran has asked the U.S. and France for equipment to download information from black boxes on a downed Ukrainian passenger plane, a request that will add to international frustration at Tehran's failure to send the recorders abroad for analysis. After taking several days to admit to bringing down the plane in error earlier this month, Iran has been under immense pressure to hand over the black boxes. The Iranian aviation body said neither the U.S. or France had given a positive response to the request.
That's Reuters' Francesca Linnau. A court in China on Tuesday jailed the former chief of Interpol for receiving bribes and abusing his official positions. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
A Chinese court has jailed former Interpol chief Meng Hongwei for 13 and a half years and fined him $290,000 for receiving bribes and abuse of official positions. Interpol, the global police coordination agency based in France, said late in 2018 that Meng had resigned as its president. Meng admitted his guilt in July last year and told the court he would not appeal against the judgment. The court claims Meng took over $2 million worth of assets in bribes and abused his former positions in the Public Security Ministry and the Coast Guard between 2005 and 2017.
That is Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. The Thailand opposition Future Forward Party has been cleared by the country's highest court of seeking to overthrow the nation's constitutional monarchy. This spares the party from being dissolved. But the party continues to face more legal challenges that could lead to its breakup, including a complaint that it received illegal loans. For more on any of today's top news, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.